LaMantra, welcome to Secu Peaks.
Thank you for having me.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
You know, I get up about 5:30 in the morning, every morning. That's including Saturdays and Sundays. And I take about, I don't know, maybe 30, 45 minutes just to myself. Either that's going downstairs in my house and spending some time at the breakfast table, just kind of having a cup of tea and just thinking quietly. No TV on. It's quiet in the house. Nobody's bothering me. And just sitting there for said about 30 minutes and kind of thinking through the day. And I always take a notepad with me as I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm kind of thinking about what I want to do for the day, what I want to get accomplished, and kind of reflecting on some of the things that happened on the prior day. It's kind of my first part of the morning ritual. And then about 6, 6:30, I go into the hygiene part and move on from there, getting into the day.
What is the life mantra you live by?
You know what? What I've learned over the last three to five years, I want to say maybe about 3 to 5 years, somewhere in there, is I do not want to be that 70, 75-year-old man that regret living, doing whatever I want to do. Not saying that I'm doing things that's going to hurt other people, that's in life, that's in love, that's in business. But I want to be able to, I want to be that older man sitting on the front porch and just saying to myself, wow, I've lived a great life. I've done the things that I wanted to do and accomplished the things that I wanted to accomplish. So every day I'm thinking about that, and I'm reflecting on, have I done the things today to move me in that direction?
Very wise. What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
No matter what, keep going. Failing is going to happen. Failures are going to happen. But it's the fortitude of a man and a woman to be able to fail, reflect on what happened to cause that failure, get back up, and keep moving forward. So as long as you're moving a step further every day, every minute of the day, you're getting something accomplished towards your goal, or objective, whatever that is. It could be weight loss, something as simple as weight loss. It makes me as simple as whatever's going to make you happy. It doesn't all have to be about money and business. And that's what I try to get away from. And it took me a while to get away from always worried about money and business and having some sort of personal development and worried about where you want to be. So as long as you're moving forward inch by inch, I think that's where you want to be. And that's the advice I got, and that's how I'm trying to live.
Do you have any hidden talent?
Hidden talent. I think my ability to, coach people, especially my clients, my ability to bring out the best out of my clients, even when they think that they're going to not succeed, they think they've run into a brick wall, to help people overcome that. So for my daughters, coaching them and getting them to the point where they're some outstanding citizens out here, to daily when I'm working with my clients and making sure they overcome their fears and the obstacles that they have in their lives to get and in business to get over the hump. I think I got a talent for that, and it's been proven. It's paid me well over the years. So I guess that's my hidden talent.
Speaking of coaching, what is the one sport you excel at or wish you could excel at?
Well, I'm a 6'4" man, and I'm not good at basketball at all. that's something I used to always, when I was younger, to always go down to my grandma's house. Now, one of my uncles was 7'2", so I come from a family of tall guys. My dad's 6'6", and our youngest brother is 6'7". So I come from a family of very tall guys, and I'm one of the guys that never got a chance to, well, never got good at playing basketball. My grandma, we used to go down to her house. That was one of her things she always used to ask me, because they had a little basketball court in her backyard, and I would always sit on the sideline, and I would never play. I don't know if I was intimidated by some of my cousins and my uncles. I don't know if that was the case, but that's something I wished I would have got better at. Hand and eye coordination probably got better at doing in the past. But the sport that I enjoy, I don't know if it's a sport or not, but what I love the game I love playing. I love playing racquetball. And I guess that's why I've gotten better over the years, a little bit better hand-eye coordination doing that than taking a 15 or 20-foot jumper. So trying to get a ball in a hoop. So those are my things. Basketball, I wish I could be a little better at and stuff, but I'm getting up in the age right now, so it's not something I do with my nephews and some of my younger cousins. I'll still watch them play. But racquetball is something I feel a lot more comfortable doing. And get out. It's a good chance for me to socialize with some clients and friends and let that competitive spirit out of me.
LaMantra, what is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
In the past year?
Yes.
Wow. That's an interesting question. I think in the last year, I had a client who up in Charlotte, North Carolina, that was building a house on a lake. And as he was, I talked him into, and it was something that he was afraid of doing. Because the lake and the way the house was sloped and the way he was building this particular property, he had some trouble with the sloping of the property. He was on a bobcat. He got on a bobcat himself to do the work. And I don't know if this could be considered courageous or not, but the bobcat got away from him. Long story short, I helped him get control of this thing, and it kind of saved him. Saved them from getting injured, saved them from tearing up some of the property, some of the stuff that we already had put up on the property. And I think that's probably about the most courageous thing I've done in the last year, to help him out. I don't know if it saved his life, but I think he would have got injured. He definitely would have broke something and caused some damage. But that's probably the only thing I've done in the last year that's considered courageous.
Well, courageous can also be speaking up and not knowing how the recipient of the message will react. The fact that it was welcomed, you did help another individual out, so that is courageous. When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Well, I'm one of the guys that's a thinker, so I always try to go with the mind. The heart, the only time I have settled on the hearts when dealing with my wife or dealt with my wife or my kids. But when it comes down to business, I always go with my mind, and I try to think things through to make sure I get them done. So mind over matter, as they said, that old saying goes, that's why I go with, and I put the heart on the back burner when it comes down to business. But when it comes down to my family, the girls, they tend to be able to push me over a little bit. So I think I'll go with the heart sometime that way. So it depends on the situation.
LaMantra, do you play to work or work to play?
Well, I think I work to live. I think what I've done is set myself up over the last 10, 12 years of being in business to make money so that money will allow me to live the lifestyle I want to live and be the type of person I want to be. So it gives me a level of security, safety, and the ability to go out and have some fun a lot of the time. But just live and enjoy and take the deep breath, take time to myself, and really just smell the roses, so to speak, and stuff, and not let life get ahead of me. So I think I've worked to live more so than play. And playing is part of living and everything, too. But I want to broaden that out and say I work to live.
Please finish this sentence. Financial freedom is?
Financial freedom is the ability to live your life the way you want to set the course that you want to set for your life. I think that's what financial freedom is. And that doesn't have to be millions of dollars for people. That doesn't have to be hundreds of thousands of dollars for people. That could be whatever you feel like you're comfortable with. You know, here in the West, what we, you know, the cost of living is expensive in the West, and you got to satisfy that. But once you satisfy that, you don't need the Lamborghini or the Ferraris, what a Honda could do, and you got to prioritize what you do. I love traveling a lot now as I've gotten older. So I like getting out there, seeing the world, seeing what the world has to offer. And the beauty of sitting somewhere at a restaurant, maybe beachside, having a nice adult beverage over dinner, and just enjoying the scenery and watching the people. I think that's what we all work for, and I think that's what that's what financial freedom is about. And spending that time with yourself, spending that time with your family, that's what counts.
Is there a book that you can read and reread again?
I don't know how many times over my life I've read Think and Grow Rich. And every time I've read that book, I've gotten a new insight, a new way of looking at life. And a lot of the figures and a lot of the people, historical figures and people and businessmen in that book, I've looked at how they lived their life. When you start, you know, you read Think and Grow Rich, and then you start reading some of the biographies of some of the men and the people in their book, it really helps you kind of figure out what you want to be and what you want to do and how people overcome things and how you need to change your mindset and constantly keep growing mentally to get the way you want to go in life and stuff. And like I said, it's not always about money. It's all about living to me. So where you want to be to live the type of life you want to live. I think that's what, at least for me and the people that are around me, that's what we focus on, living.
Well, Lamont, if people bond over food, do you have a comfort food?
Well, see, I think hamburgers was made by God specifically. So God bless all the cattlemen out there who ground beef to, and all the people who prepared the best hamburgers that this country has to offer. I love a good hamburger. That's my go-to food. I can sit around and eat. I don't, but as much as I can eat hamburgers, if my doctor let me allow me to eat ground beef, I love a good hamburger. It's nothing better than a good hamburger, some good fries, over a good conversation with family, friends, and loved ones.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
This sounds kind of, can you say it? I'm one of the people, and I'm not a very spiritual person. God knows I'm not a good, you know, I fall short a lot of times. But, you know, when it's the end of the day, before I pull away from my desk, and it may not be every day, but it's more often than not, you know, I thank God for whatever happened that day, good or bad. You know, on the bad days, I said, thank you. Now, I hope I learn a good lesson from the one or two things that happened. When it's a good or great day, I say thank you again for this good or great day. You know, I hope I can build on it. And that goes into me getting into my routine the next morning when I'm sitting there thinking about the day that's coming and evaluating what happened yesterday to plan, get a good plan together so that I can continue along.
Are there any causes or initiatives you support?
Well, you know, I'm a Navy veteran, so anything with veterans organizations, I always try to support. Where is that? Make a donation to local veteran organizations. Some of the national people, you send money to some of the national people, but the local people are where it really count to me, where I'm going out doing some volunteer work, or I'm giving some, taking things out to different veterans who may be homeless vets that are out on the street and stuff, that you're actually taking items and giving them to kind of help them through whatever they're going through for that particular time. So Those are the thing. Anything dealing with veterans, veteran organizations, that's kind of my thing. That's just the thing I focus on. It kind of helps me out and stuff because I know how hard it is for veterans out here.
And LaMancha, what do you do and where can people find you?
Well, my company is Triton Business Group, and we're a private lending firm. And what we do is we lend money to private money to real estate investors, general contractors, home builders. That's our focus. We do a lot of lending for new construction homes. You can visit us, go to our website. That's www.tritoninvestors.com. And Triton is T-R-I-T-O-N, investors with an S.com. And you can always give us a call at 704-256-8334. And over the years, as I've talked to you before, Sasha, anybody that calls us, it's a free, no obligation phone call. All they have to do is that they heard, they got our information and they heard about us through your show and your podcast, and we can we'll give them a free consultation.
Thank you for sharing your insights, LaMancha, on Execute Peace.
Thank you so much.